This small watercolor study was completed on May 23, 1874, 3 days after French Parisian-trained artist Jules Tavernier's arrival at Camp Robinson. Against a background of sandstone buttes, there appears to be 5 six-mule military supply wagons. Mules were preferred to horses due to their hardier constitution. In the foreground is a ridge tent, which may have been an infirmary. Further to the right, behind the bushes, is a rectangular form, possibly an ambulance wagon, which were the most comfortable of all army wagons and were often used by officers. Tavernier had probably traveled with these military supply wagons on his way to Camp Robinson. He painted them in an area somewhere between the newly established camp, later to become Fort Robinson, and Red Cloud's camp. The study was completed for a potential future engraving for the pictorial news magazine Harper's Weekly. Tavernier had left Europe for America in 1871. In July 1873, along with fellow French artist Paul Frenzeny, he was hired to travel across the continent for 1 year to create illustrations with accompanying text of the settlement of the West. This was a prodigious professional partnership, leading to a powerful body of work that predates American regionalism. Tavernier was a consummate painter. He could do anything with a brush. By nature, he was free-spirited, well-liked, and intrepid. He knew he was embarking on a perilous adventure. The purpose of this stage of their year-long odyssey was to witness Red Cloud's Lakota Sioux perform their annual tribal sun dance. However, only one artist was granted permission to attend. Given the volatile atmosphere at Red Cloud's agency, any invitation was quite remarkable.
I am about to cross one of the wildest regions of the West, where no artist has yet gone.
Connection to Nebraska. In May through July of 1874, Jules Tavernier was based at Camp Robinson, Nebraska.